New Country Z100, Maren Morris. I could use a love song. I could use a roasted ear of sweet corn this weekend. And I know you could, too, at the Cesar Homecoming. Listen, this is where it's at. And I've got the Corn Crew ringleader, Steve Miller, in the house. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
Boy, it is time once again. Tonight you get started cooking corn. What time you start cooking the corn tonight, Steve?
I'll start about 3:30, and then when the lines get there and it's ready, it's there.
I just want to let you know the first time. You always remember your first time you had the corn at the Cesar Homecoming. And people listen to me talk about this and they're like, oh, can't. It can't be that good. There's no other corn like it.
None.
I challenge anybody to go out there and find a roasted ear corn like this, because let's take them through the process. And there is, generally, as the night goes on and the free entertainment's on stage, we're going to be talking about this in a second, the line gets longer for the corn,
yeah.
Steve.
Oh, yeah.
But you cannot rush this. So tell us how you make this corn so good.
Well, with the corn, you have to be very patient. We cut the ear, the silks off, and part of the end, and then we soak that in cold water. We allow that water to get in into the corn. And then my concoction that I cook it in,
right,
which you don't, you can't just put corn in hot water and expect it to be done. You have to boil it. It has to be a rolling boil for 30 minutes.
There it is.
That's the key, to get the sugar to come out and go into the corn. And once we roast it, it's all, and then the butter.
Yeah.
You know the butter.
The butter.
The butter.
What you do is you wait in line for this, and it's so worth the wait, and it's not that long, and you get at least two ears while you're there. In fact, if you've got kids out there, you might want to get a half dozen, and then get a dozen, whatever. When you're done, they hand you the corn wrapped in like a paper towel at the base, and then you take it and you dunk it in this big metallic tub of butter. And nothing better.
None.
And if you're not smiling while you're walking to your seat with the ear of corn and you get
butter
your barbecue
dripping off your elbow.
Oh, come on. It is where it's at. The Cesar Homecoming is going on. It started last night. Now tonight the corn starts, and they've got Philip Steinmetz and his Sunny Tennesseans. 7:30 on the stage. Friday night, it is Sylvia, who had the hit song You're Nobody Just Called or something. I mean, it's country music. And then on Saturday night, while you're up there eating this corn, Ronnie McDowell, who had the song, Steve, Older Women Are Beautiful Lovers.
Yes, indeed. Now I gotta give props out to the barbecue guys this year.
Yeah,
their roast pork is phenomenal. I had it last night, and they're using, instead of hickory and your traditional oak, they are using pecan.
Oh boy!
And it smells like bacon in the park.
Heavens!
And the sandwich you get this year is just—it's outrageously big. So props to the pork guys. You don't beat the corn, but props to the pork guys.
Yeah. Hello to my friend Tony Janello, who's listening, I know, and Mr. Sulcer as well. But we want you to get up here because this is a family-friendly deal, Steve.
Exactly.
I mean, this festival's been going on for a long, long time. It's the 62nd annual, and it's always been that way.
I do believe this is my 23rd year cooking.
Wow. And they still bring back, like, the same carnival, and it's just $15 for a ride band. But that's, I mean, this whole thing, we're not out to nickel and dime you to death. And what's cool about the Cesar Homecoming is you bring your lawn chair, and it's free to see these legends of country music up here. And I love it, too, is that you get the kids involved on this corn, because it's for them, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
They do this. It helps out the Booster Club. They're back there working. I just encourage everybody to get up here to the Cesar Homecoming. It's right there in the park in Cesar, and you can't beat it. Sylvia on Friday night, and then on Saturday night, it is Ronnie McDowell in the house. Plus, there's always a chance to win. You always come up here, and the little gals are selling tickets, the Princess and the Prince. And what does that go to, like a trip to Hawaii and stuff?
That goes, a trip to Hawaii or a bunch of cash, but that's what helps pay for the entertainment up there.
Right.
And we stress that. We're not charging you to come up here.
Right.
But we do ask that, you know, you be generous and be kind to these kids, because they're working their butts off.
Yeah, they are.
Teresa Stacy, props to her. She does all this. She takes care of it. And the sales of the tickets is what goes to help pay for the entertainment.
Yeah. And because it is a fun, fun deal, and you want to help out if you can. But get up there. Get to the corn line early. That's my advice to you.
And don't leave.
No, just stay right there.
and don't leave.
You will be so glad you
did. I mean, unless you know the corn guy, you can holler at him and he'll turn around and he might, if you're nice,
yeah,
he'll bring you a corn ear over the gate.
There you go. Okay, so you got to be nice. You get up there. The other deal is this, and I just, because sometimes people, when I worked the corn crew, I would look out there and some people were saying, boy, it sure takes a long time. Well, good things take long time sometimes, and it's really not that long. The cooker that you all have, was this like a... This was an old bin constructed deal, or well, what happened? How did this? Because you pipe it into a natural gas pipeline.
Yeah, it's not. It was built many years ago. I won't mention any names.
Okay.
But they, it was built on midnight shift at Old Bin Coal Company.
How about that?
And it was, and it's done a fine job ever since.
I'm telling you, it's a workhorse.
Oh, it throws the corn.
So good.
We can put up about 350 to 360 ears at one time.
Look at that.
On that thing.
And how many cases of corn are you going to go through,
There's
you think?
Probably 50 to 60 ears per case, and we do 90 cases.
That's amazing.
In 3 nights.
It's worth it, y'all. Get up there and check it out in Cesar. The Cesar Homecoming is this weekend. Tonight, once again, free entertainment. And then Friday, it's Sylvia. And Saturday, Ronnie McDowell in the house. Going to be a good time. Steve Miller, my friend, thank you for being here, brother.
No problem.
Appreciate it. We'll see you at the Cesar Homecoming this weekend. Get on out there.
I hope to see you up there with an apron on getting butter all over you.
Let me tell you. I got to bring the apron and the bib and the overalls.
You've got the shirt.
I got the shirt.
You got the shirt. But
hey, I'm ready. That butter is what really sets it off. And then they have like a salting station.
Yeah, we started it a couple years, you know. We started adding salt, garlic, chili powder, ranch, and people have went crazy. It's just, to me, I like the chili powder and the salt on it. It's pretty good.
I am dying right now. I'm so ready for this. It's the Cesar Homecoming at Miners Memorial Park up in Cesar. Get there this weekend and tell them, hey, Kent sent you. I need some corn. Well, tell me.